True. True stories that have made headlines.
In a cupboard.
Careful, my friend.
Where?
Don't move.
Who are you?
A friend.
I don't remember.
Now, don't worry. You are all right.
Oh, my leg! My leg!
It's been badly injured. How long since this happened?
I don't know. I lost count of time. You are French.
Of course. Would you expect to find a German woodcutter outside Betry?
Betry?
How did you get here? This is behind the German lines.
I've been struggling to get back for days, but the pain in my leg...
You belong to a cavalry regiment?
Yes, the 11th.
The 11th Hussars? Don't be afraid, my friend. I know Boschfly. How did it happen?
My horse was shot from under me at the Coteau. I fainted from the pain in my leg because when I came to, I've been cut off from my regiment.
What is your name?
Trooper Patrick Fowler.
I'm Antoine Lebon. Now, I must think how I can help you.
Help me?
Of course.
But surely you know what will happen if the Germans find you've helped an enemy soldier.
Why should I care, huh? How in heaven's name have you avoided being captured? The Germans are here, and this wound in your leg must make it almost impossible for you to move.
Perhaps that's how I've escaped the patrols, lying in ditches.
Look, my friend, we'd better move out of this wood. There's a patrol due any moment. Come on, let me help you up.
But you can't take...
I can't leave you lying here like this.
I must get back to my regiment.
Yes, yes, and so you shall. In time. First, your leg must heal, and then... Well, the war can't last forever. Now, can it? Now, enough of this talking. Let me help you up.
I can manage myself.
They say the British are stubborn. All right, they are. Wait a moment. Steady.
I
got... That's it. You can't manage alone. I must help you. That's it. Now you are coming with me.
But where to?
Unfortunately, I cannot take you home. There are German troops billeted there. But I'll think of something. How do you feel now?
Much stronger. I can manage alone. You mustn't get yourself involved in this. The risk is too great.
Wait a minute. Of course. Why, I didn't think of it before. I know the perfect place for you to go to. The home of my mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law?
Madame Belmont Gobert. She's one of the best nurses in the entire district. Come on. Let us take this pass down here. Can you manage?
Yes, I'm all right, but won't she mind? I'm in danger.
Madame Belmont Gobert minds. My friend, she will be delighted. Yes, that's where we will go. She hates the Germans. I'll never billet anyone in her house if she has her way. That's it. I'll ask Maman to care for you.
But what of her husband?
Her husband? Maman has been a widow since September 1914, the first month of the war. Her husband was one of the first men in our village to be killed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why she hates the Germans. She would fight them single-handed if she had the chance. Look over there. You see? That's her house.
Oh, how lovely it is.
Yes, even in the midst of the war, it's attractive. And beyond is the village of Betry.
Antoine, I can't possibly go on. What if she...
Let me do the worrying, Patrick. She is my mother-in-law. Maman! Maman, are you there?
Is that you, Antoine?
Yes.
I shall be with you in a moment, mon cher. Go warm yourself in the kitchen.
This way, my friend. Through this door.
Antoine, let me go. I can't embarrass your mother.
She would never forgive me if I let you go now. Ah, there's coffee on the stove. You've never tasted anything like this.
Now, Antoine, mon cher. How good to see you. How is Nico?
Maman, this is someone who needs your help.
A British soldier?
I found him in the woods. He's been wounded and cut off from his regiment. I knew you would give him shelter.
Indeed.
He has nowhere else to go. I know I should have warned you, but even if I had spoken to Nicolette first, she would have agreed at once that yours is the safest house.
I'm sorry if I've upset you, madame. I must go. It's not fair to expect...
What is your name?
Patrick Fowler, ma'am.
How old are you?
22.
Is something wrong, Maman?
I must go. I realize...
Your leg seems badly injured. Who has cared for it?
Well, no one.
Huh?
I've been behind the lines for 4 weeks, madame, and there was nothing I could do about it.
Fetch me water, Antoine. Hot water. There is some on the stove. And some clean linen. You'll find that in the cupboard.
Yes, mama.
You're very kind, madame, but I really can't...
I'm not interested in what you have to say, young man. I shall make the decisions.
Here is the hot water, mama.
Good. I have decided that the soldier shall stay here, Antoine.
Oh, mama.
You will ask Nicolette to buy bandages in the village tomorrow morning. But she must be very discreet.
Of course. I will tell her so.
Now, let me see. Sit down, young man.
But it's...
Sit down. Come on now. We will remove your boot first. Careful, careful.
Madame, you can't.
Let us get this matter straight between us, Patrick Fowler. We are allies fighting a war against Germany. We will fight it together. Patrick, coffee's ready.
Coming, madame. Oh, it smells good.
Well, it is not right that a boy of your age should have only coffee for supper. There should be hot rolls and butter.
I'm lucky to be eating it all, madame. I still think that after being here for 6 months, I should...
Look, we have had this same argument many times before.
But I'm walking so much better
now.
But
don't you realize that if you go out of that door, you will be picked up by a German patrol? It's just like walking to your death. Go to the kitchen. Take this cup with you. We're expecting no one at this time of night. Stay there until I call you.
Yes,
quickly
madame.
Now, quickly. Yes, yes, I'm coming. I'm coming. Yes, we... Oh, Antoine, come in quickly. Shut the door.
I know it is late, but I had to see you.
That's all right. It's all right, Patrick. It's only Antoine.
I've news for you. The Germans are coming.
Germans?
Yes. To this house, tomorrow.
But why? I've done nothing wrong.
They are coming to billet soldiers in this house.
Oh, no.
Are you sure?
I am positive. Gaston told me. He heard some officers talking in the cafe. They were saying that thousands of reinforcements are on their way to Bétry. They will have to be billeted in every available house and cottage.
But I am a woman living on my own. I will not allow them through that door.
It will make no difference at all, Mama. They will force you to obey. You know what the Germans are like.
Huh? Ah, yes. Patrick, where are you going?
I'm leaving.
Leaving? But why?
Because you've cared for me long enough. Well, don't you see? You can't keep a British soldier in a house filled with Germans. One day I'll come back, I promise you.
Have I given you permission to leave?
Permission?
Yes. Permission to leave this house, have I?
But, madame, this is ridiculous. I just...
Answer me. Am I given permission?
Oh, no, but...
You are my guest, Patrick. Oh, no. No, you are more. My son... I have only one child, my Nicolette. You are my son. What mother would allow a child to face great danger?
But, madame...
Answer me this. Where will you go?
Well, I'll try to get back to our lines.
You tried that once before, remember? You were not successful.
But the Germans, they'll never believe I'm your son. Besides, I can't even speak French properly.
The Germans know I haven't a son.
You would tell them he is a relation from the South, huh?
Ah, you are stupid, Antoine. What relations leave the south of France to come to Bertrie these days? We lie behind the enemy lines. What comfort is there in that?
Then I don't see
the what... The Germans will never know that he is here.
But, Mama...
We shall have to hide him here, in this house.
Here?
Hmm.
But you have no attic.
Oh. And if I had, it would be the first place the Germans would look. No. Patrick shall hide in the kitchen.
The kitchen? Hmm. But, Mama, there is no place in the kitchen.
Ah. He will hide in there.
In that cupboard?
Yes, Antoine. In that cupboard.
But the man can't live in a cupboard, particularly this cupboard.
Oh, and why not, eh? What's wrong with it? Tell me, Patrick, do you see anything wrong with this cupboard?
Well, no, madame, but it's...
But, maman, it's divided into two sections. Here, at the top, it's fitted with shelves. And this, well, you could hang clothes here.
Yeah,
and...
so?
You mean... He must live here? In this section under the shelves?
Of course! Where else? The shelves make it impossible here. And he couldn't stand there, not with his leg, which is still painful.
But, Maman, with Germans in the house, he'll never, or seldom, be able to come out.
Yes, this I know. How tall are you, Patrick?
5'10".
Hmm. Well, it can be arranged.
He will die of cramp.
Not if we are clever, Antoine. And that is what is essential, cleverness.
We shall trick the Germans, and it can be done, and it will be done.
What do you think of this idea, Patrick?
I'll be all right in there. After all, the war must end soon, but you worry me, madame.
I worry you?
Well, what if I'm found? They'll take you out and they'll shoot you.
Madame Belmont-Gobert is not afraid. Remember what I said when I took you into this house? Remember? I said, we shall fight this war together.
Well, yes, of course.
Maman. Huh? Listen. Soldiers. The Germans are coming.
I'm going out the back way.
Come here. Get into that cupboard, Patrick.
I tell you, it's not safe.
I shall be the judge of that. Antoine, help the boy inside, quickly now.
But there are no air holes.
Merciful heaven! That can be arranged later. Must you worry about non-essentials when the Germans are on the doorstep? Right. I shall lock the cupboard. So. You may open the front door, Antoine.
But, Maman...
Antoine, open the door.
Very well, Maman.
May the Lord guard us.
Who's there? Open the door!
Oh, I know that voice. Feldwebel Otto Strauss. I shall have to keep my wits about me.
Well, what do you want?
Madame Belmont-Gobert.
Suze.
I am Madame Belmont-Gobert.
Feldwebel Otto Strauss at your service.
Yes.
These six men and I have been billeted in your home, madame.
Seven men? But it is a small cottage.
It is big enough. Who is this man?
This is my son-in-law, Antoine Lebrun. He and his wife, my daughter, Nicolette, also live in Bertry.
So you live alone here?
Yes.
Then you have sufficient room for us.
Oh, well, it seems I have no alternative.
It will do you no good to adopt that attitude, madame. It is best to cooperate with us. Show us your rooms.
Very well, Feldwebel Strauss. Please come this way. Come in, Antoine.
What is the matter, Maman? I came as soon as I could.
I'm worried about Patrick.
The Germans are suspicious?
No, no, may God be thanked. Come in, I'll tell you about it. Oh, did you have to bring that dog with you?
He followed me. He'll be all right.
For its sake, I hope it doesn't bark. Otto Strauss is not at all in a good mood. He could well draw his revolver and shoot the animal. Here, close that door.
Yes, Maman. Where's Strauss?
In his room. I hope to heaven he is asleep by now. Oh, Antoine, I'm worried about Patrick.
Patrick?
He's not well. Of course, he has always complained about cramp. This is to be expected, but it's becoming more and more difficult to find food enough to feed him. I've searched Bertry for extra food, but there is nothing. Nicolette helps me all she can, but there are the children to consider.
Yes.
Oh, I feel desperately sorry for Patrick. He never complains. And he spent so long in that cupboard that his limbs hardly know how to function when he does his exercises.
Well, he's been here 2 years in that cupboard, Maman.
I know.
A lifetime. I'm surprised he survived. I see what I can do about food, but it won't be easy.
Well, here, take this money. See if that talks.
Very well. May I see Patrick?
I'm afraid to open the door. Strauss has been restless this evening. He's been down here 3 times already. Look, you must go. I'd rather he did not find you here. Kiss Nicolette for me.
Yes, Maman.
Oh, you have someone with you, madame.
He's
coming downstairs.
Oh, and what are you doing here at this hour, Monsieur Leblanc? Surely it is very late.
My daughter is worried about my health. Antoine promised to call and see me.
You know what women are. They never cease fussing.
Yes, indeed. I, too, have a wife. But is there anything the matter with your health, madame?
Well, one can't exactly feel healthy when the food is so scarce.
And yet, madame, you have far more than many others.
I must go, Maman. Come, Papillon. Come!
Papillon? Is that the name of your dog?
Yes. Come.
And what's the matter with the animal? Why does he sniff around that cupboard?
I don't know.
Oh, it's a foolish animal, Feldwebel. There are mice in the house. Perhaps you've heard them.
I've never heard any mice.
No, they plague me all the time.
Surely it's the scarcity of food.
It is because of the scarcity of food that they plague me. Sometimes I think I must buy a cat, if such a creature exists in Bertry. Come along, Papillon. For goodness sake, take the animal home.
I'm sorry you've been such a nuisance, Maman. I shall see you tomorrow, Maman. By the way, Nicolette asked whether you will spend Christmas with us.
Oh, oui, I should like that. We will discuss it later.
Christmas? Madame will not be here at Christmas time.
What do you mean?
Not here at Christmas?
But General von Trenck says that all the enemy civilians must be out of this area within a week.
Why?
We need this house as a field hospital.
What, this small cottage, a field hospital? Your general must be out of his mind. There are far more suitable buildings in Bertrie. I won't leave.
You have no say in the matter, madame.
This is my home. What right have you to force me to leave?
These orders come from the German high command.
Leave my home? Do you realize what you're asking?
No,
I have lived here ever since I was married. I was widowed here when my husband was killed 3 years ago. You expect me to walk the streets? Have pity, I have nowhere to go.
I am sorry, madame, but orders are orders.
But orders mean nothing to me, only my belongings.
You will do as you are told.
Oh, no, no, I won't.
Maman, please. Nicolette and I will look after you. You can come to our house.
It is filled with soldiers, as this one is.
Perhaps we could make arrangements, madame. This is war, but we aren't all together without compassion.
And my belongings, what of them? Surely you would let me keep the things I have had about me since I was a bride. This table at which we sat at Christmas time. Grandpapa's armchair. This stool at which Nicolette used to sit and do her school lessons. And that old cupboard. Papa used to keep his clothes in
but
that.
But this cupboard is worth nothing.
It is of great sentimental value, Feldwebel Strauss. These are memories. What is life without memories? Surely you feel the same way about your home. Surely you would not expect me to leave such things behind.
I suppose that is up to you, madame. If you are willing to carry the things yourself, you may take whatever you wish.
Oh, thank you. I'm most grateful. You, Antoine, will help me move these things.
You are very determined, madame.
Yes, Feldwebel Strauss. I am very determined.
Lift it more to the left, Jean.
Very well.
This cupboard is like lead, Mama.
Well, be careful with it, be careful. Hey, no, 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 not so rough, Jean. Oh. I have valuable possessions inside.
I must put it down, Mama. It's the very devil.
Oh, you young people these days have no strength. I could have carried that cupboard on my own. Now come along, Antoine. You've rested enough.
Oh, but Mama...
It looks like rain, and we must get this cupboard to your house before it gets wet. Now come on, please. You have rested enough. Philippe? Take that side. You, Jean, help Antoine.
Yes, lift together.
Careful, careful, you drop it. Oh, I have never known such clumsiness. There are valuables in this cupboard which could well be broken.
A German patrol, Mama.
Ignore them, Antoine, ignore them. Don't look so guilty. After all, we have permission to move this furniture. Proceed with our business and all will be well. Jean, if you bang it like that again, I swear I'll...
Why,
madame? So you... Well, Feldwebel Strauss, what do you want? I must get this cupboard to my daughter's house before it rains.
No, it seems very heavy.
Heavy? Huh. These men have the strength of children. I could have carried this cupboard myself if I'd been younger. There is nothing much inside, a few saucepans, an old clock. Now, come along, Antoine, lift it carefully.
Oh, it is easier to carry a cupboard when it is empty, madame.
What?
Why don't you take the things
out? No. I have no time. Look at the weather. You see, rain at any moment. It may seem an old cupboard to you, filled with rubbish, but to me, everything is of sentimental value. Please, Antoine, lift it. Now, come on, Jean. Where's your strength? Well,
madame, perhaps I can offer you my help.
Your help? In what way?
I will lend you some of my men to help carry that for you.
Oh, that is most kind of you, Feldwebel Strauss. Most kind.
Is the cupboard securely locked? We don't want to damage any of your valuable possessions.
Oh, yes, indeed, it is locked. Very securely locked.
Drink this wine, my friend. My last bottle in the cellar that the Germans haven't found.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
As weak as a wretched kitten, I feel as though I've lived in that cupboard all my life. Well, you've all been so kind, and yet, you know, I wonder whether I would have stuck it out if I'd known I'd had to live in this cupboard for nearly 4 years.
I would not raise your hopes too high, Patrick, but there has been news.
News? Well, what is it?
Oh, if there was news, why wasn't I told, Antoine?
It is what I have been observing.
Oh?
The Germans are nervous. I believe the Allied armies are nearer than we think.
I, too, have noticed a change in the Germans. As you say, nervous, far less arrogant.
Every day, more and more soldiers pass through the village on their way back from the front, as if they were retreating.
I think they know it won't be long before the Allies overrun Betri.
So it won't be long before it's all over.
The way I see it, yes. It won't be long before it's all over.
Come, come, my pretties. Here's your corn. Oh, where are all the eggs you promised me, eh? Oh, there should be some by way of celebration.
Mama, where are you?
I'm out here with the chickens, Antoine.
You must come with me at once. Patrick has been arrested.
Arrested? By his own people? Huh? Oh, you talk nonsense. The British would never arrest Patrick.
But it's true they have. We should never have sent him to meet the Allies alone.
But I can't believe this. I mean...
When he left this house, he looked so ill and pale that I followed him. I was afraid he might faint. He met a patrol, told them he was English, and they arrested him for being a deserter.
What? A deserter? But the war is over.
They said he could never have lived here so long if he hadn't deserted to the Germans. I tried to tell them what had happened, but they wouldn't believe me.
Ah, I see. Here, take this corn, Antoine. I shall go myself to the commanding officer.
Come in, Madame Beaumont-Gobert. I believe you wanted to see me.
You are Captain Wilton?
Yes.
Yeah, I have come for my son. I demand that you give him to me immediately.
Your son? You mean Trooper Fowler?
Of course. Now you will release him to me immediately. He is no deserter. Never has been a deserter. What you have done is infamous. That poor boy and...
Calm yourself, madam.
Oh, I am very calm. I can vouch for Patrick myself. And, Captain, I am well known in Bantry. He has suffered unbelievably over the last 4 years. Did you know that he has spent the war...
In a cupboard, madame.
Oh, so you do know.
One moment, madame. Trooper Fowler?
Sir?
Come in a moment, will you?
Yes.
Oh, Patrick, my son. Antoine said they were going to shoot you, and this I will not allow.
It's all right, madame.
Have they not hurt you?
We have not hurt him, madame. It's all been sorted out.
Ah, so?
Strangely enough, I know Trooper Fowler. He served with my regiment at Le Cateau.
Ah.
From what I saw of him during battle, he is no deserter.
Oh, but of course, of course. He is a brave boy. Oh, I'm so happy I could try. Now you will take him away to England, yes?
In a little while.
Oh.
You know, madame, the British Army is proud of you.
Proud of me?
It is very likely that you'll be invited to England.
What?
To meet King George and receive a medal from him.
I? Meet the King of England? Oh, there must be some mistake. I have done nothing.
You are too modest, madame. For 4 years, you have risked your life to protect a young man who most certainly would have been killed without your help. This is something that we shall never forget.
Every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we bring you a true story that has made headlines in Scoop.